This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hawaii Governor Josh Green and U.S. Federal Emergency Management Agency FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell Saturday toured what was left of the city of Lahaina on the island of Maui, where wildfires killed at least 89 people. VOA's Jeff Custer reporting.
Speaking to reporters as he toured the devastated town, Green said the fire was certainly the worst natural disaster Hawaii ever faced and could be the worst fire the nation ever faced by the time it's done. He said they will work to reunite people where they can and get them housing and health care. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell added they were working on providing long-term shelter options for survivors, including through hotels and the property rental company Airbnb. Green said in the short term, he cannot help but focus on the loss of life.
We'll rebuild. Families will come together, but there's a lot of loss here, and I think we're going to see significantly higher numbers in the coming days.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
An activist in Niger with ties to the country's military junta tells the AP that the region needs to accept the new regime or risk war. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Thousands of pro-coup demonstrators gathered in front of a French military base in Niger's capital, Niamey, to demand the departure of foreign soldiers. Chanting "Down with France," the demonstrators were gathering one day after a summit of the Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS. ECOWAS announced it was deploying a force to be ready for a military intervention if negotiations for the restoration of Niger's deposed president fail. Local activist Insa Garba Saidu said there will be no dialogue with regional countries until they acknowledge the new head of state. I'm Karen Chamas.
There is more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.